Let's open our Bibles to the book of Romans, chapter 6. Put your finger right there on it. And I tell you, we're going to read verse 1, 2, and 3. I'll be sharing from the King James Version Bible. Let's go. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus were baptized into his death? Can you believe that we are on episode 19, being born again of blood covenant? And these series of teachings take scriptures that we all know and love, and we examine the witness of God, the elements of blood covenant, blood, water, spirit. So today we read that Paul said, we are dead to sin. And because we're dead to sin, how do we live therein? Then he goes on to build the foundation, not on faith, but on blood covenant. He says, know ye not that you are baptized into Jesus' death? You see, the secret to living an overcoming life of victory isn't so much faith as we're taught. That's why faith without works of blood covenant. Did you hear the doorbell on that one? And you know the rest of the saying. But blood covenant is the works of faith. I love that. Because blood washes away our sin. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us clean within? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. While this is true, there's more to the work of blood. Blood cuts, blood shapes, blood forms, blood creates in secret what I'm going to be. What I've created to be. And each time blood shapes, blood creates, blood forms more of who I am in God through Jesus by the simple act of acknowledging that I'm one with God through the blood of Jesus. Then it's that the blood bears record that I've yielded. Record that I am living a life, and the blood speaks for me. The blood releases the voice of God. Blood releases the way of God. Because the Spirit takes of the Father and reveals to me the way through Jesus. That's why the blood bears record. It's evidence of what I am creating and how I am being a disciple to acknowledge who God is through blood covenant in my life. All along, blood opens the door for what is created in secret to be revealed openly through water. Water comes out of the blood. And as I acknowledge daily the work of the blood in me, through me, then the door remains open for my life to allow the Father to reveal out of me what He's created me to be in life, what He has shaped me and is shaping me to be in life. And each time the blood opens the door for life to flow, then what is being created in secret in me is finally appearing before me. And because it appears, what was in secret is now revealed openly. That's why the blood gives us victory. That's why the elements of blood covenant is what Paul began to base his teaching on to the Church of Rome. How can we say that we continue in this place of grace? That I live a life of sin continually so that grace may abound? No. You see, we live a life of victory by understanding that we've died with Jesus once and for all. And we do that by the simple acknowledgement of blood covenant. Blood creates, the water reveals, and the Spirit takes of the Father to bring to open through Jesus what I'm created to be and what I'm being created through blood covenant. Isn't that good? I realize that I am about out of time, but one thing that I want to say is that blood covenant is the foundation to living a life of victory. And many times we think that victory comes by what we say, by proclaiming the Word of God, by taking the Word of God. While that is true, it has no effect because faith without works is dead. So the work is not what you say, but the work is the acknowledgement of the blood creating in me, shaping me, forming me, causing me to be revealed in what I'm going to be and what I already am, because the blood is the door that opens life to come out of me. What I'm created to be, what the will of God is my life, which is blood, water, spirit, to reveal his life. And that's why the blood is the testimony. The blood bears record of what is being created, bears record of what is being shaped, bears record of what is being formed. It's the evidence of things hoped for. It's the substance of what is being created. And it's the work of the blood that opens life to appear. And when that revelation comes of how and what is working in me, that's what I say, that's what I speak, that's what I walk in. An overcoming life of victory. Isn't that good? Isn't that good? So we are baptized into his death, means that we are baptized in blood covenant. Now, I don't want you to miss episode number 20. But I want to give you this podcast today freely to download it. Take it with you. Listen to it. It's a short message, but it's all so good. And that's good news. So, hey, thanks for listening in today. And I want to get to know you. I want to get to know how this has made an impact in your life. I want to hear your first thoughts. Maybe I said something today that you thought about for the first time. See, what you were needing to have your life of victory was a revelation of the blood. And how the blood works in you. Thanks for listening today as we steal away in the secret place. Amen.